O'Brien, when was the last time you spoke to him before the robbery? Steve, last summer? Cut to O'Brien turns the cup down. Steve, I don't know for sure. I mean, he's not like a guy I talk with a lot. Cut to O'Brien turns the cup up. Then the camera moves farther and farther away from the pair. We see another prisoner and lawyer enter the room. We don't hear O'Brien's questions or Steve's answers, but we see O'Brien turning the cup. Fade to black.
O'Brien thinks Steve must tell his story in court if he hopes to get off, and he has to tell it in a way that the jury will believe. O'Brien wants Steve to practice his testimony. She's going to guide him by turning the cup up when she likes how he answers, and down when she doesn't. Notice how she doesn't like it when Steve sounds unsure of himself? She knows the jury would observe that too and think that he's lying. In real life, trial lawyers often coach their witnesses. It's not about telling people to lie. It's about helping them be ready for the questions so they won't be as nervous. Let's continue at the bottom of page 219, where it says, fade in, interior, cell.
Fade in, interior, cell at nighttime. We barely see the outlines of the inmates, two of whom are sleeping on the floor.